evaluated the situation, and Michael Vick is going to start for us against Washington Redskins. And he'll get the predominant amount of reps this week in practice. You know, we felt like we had a good amount of tape, a good amount of us seeing him on the field and seeing him in a lot of different situations, and wanted to put him, you know, a guy in place if we could, in enough time to get us to prepare for the season. So.
Hi, Eagles fans. Welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're live at the NovaCare Complex on a very busy Tuesday. You may have heard the news. We kind of dropped it a little earlier for you. Chip Kelly ending the suspense, naming Michael Vick the starting quarterback, not just for the Jacksonville game, but for the entire 2013 season. We have reaction to that. We speak to Michael Vick. We speak to Nick Foles. We speak to some members of the offense. Sal Palantonio from ESPN drops by. We want to hear from you as well. Michael Vick earning the starting job with an absolutely, just a tremendously outstanding preseason. 13 completions, 15 attempts. Michael Vick has stepped up and taken the job from Nick Foles. You take a look at what Vick did last year in 10 games. Completion percentage, so-so. Only 12 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions, a 78.1 QB rating. I remember the day, December 30th, when Vic stood at MetLife Stadium and talked about his future with the Eagles, saying he did not know if he would ever suit up for this football team again. Well, here he is as the starting quarterback, and we are going to get deep into the reaction in today's show. We thank you for joining us here on this quite extraordinary day for the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot going on besides Michael Vick, the team on the practice field. Training camp, as it were, ended. So the Eagles in their game mode this week in practice, getting ready for Jacksonville and preseason game number 3. Bo Wolf gets us caught up on today's headlines.
Thanks, Dave, and we begin our Inside Training Camp headlines with the headline that we have all been waiting for. 20 days away from the season opener on Monday night against the Washington Redskins, Eagles head coach Chip Kelly has named his starting quarterback, and it is Michael Vick. Michael Vick wins the competition over Nick Foles. The staff met yesterday during the off day and decided that it was time to make the decision. Michael Vick is your quarterback for the 2013 Eagles, and for his part, Michael Vick says, "The competition's not over for me. I'm going to still compete because I don't want to lose any steps. I want to stay how I have been playing throughout the summer." And throughout the summer, he has been spectacular. Over 100 quarterback rating, 13-15, and that includes the end of the half interception against the Panthers. So Vic looks to keep things going this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, the third preseason game. Chip Kelly says the starters are going to play at least the first half. And how about this symmetry for Michael Vick? The last time the Eagles went down to Jacksonville was his first game after being officially named the starting quarterback in 2010. He gets the same distinction this week for the third preseason game. And how about Nick Foles? He says, "Listen, I'm a team player. I trust Coach Kelly's decision, and I'm going to still prepare like I am a starter." As for the other news, which is obviously overshadowed by the quarterback competition stuff, the injuries, Curtis Marsh, the cornerback, had surgery on his fractured hand. He will be out indefinitely. Offensive lineman Todd Harriman's did not practice today with left knee inflammation. He should be fine, though. He's day-to-day. And a trio of guys returned to practice: linebacker Casey Matthews, offensive lineman Danny Watkins, and safety Kenny Phillips. And stay tuned later on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in our Eagles update. You don't want to miss one-on-one exclusive with the Eagles' starting quarterback, Michael Vick.
Well, thank you very much, Bo Wolf. We've got a big game on Saturday night. It's going to be one of those, as far as preseason games go, a must-see game. The starters playing perhaps into the second half. Michael Vick, your starting quarterback. Make sure you tune in. Live from Jacksonville on Saturday night, the Eagles and the Jaguars on 6 ABC locally and also regionally on Fox 43 in Harrisburg, and Fox 56 in Scranton. And of course, we've got complete coverage for you right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. When we return, Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, the head coach, Chip Kelly, talks about the decision he made, what went into it. Why Michael Vick? Why now? We kind of thought this was going to go right down to the end of the preseason. Turns out, 13 out of 15 in two preseason games, enough to convince Chip Kelly that Michael Vick is the guy. We've got that and a whole lot more coming your way on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life. In charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey Eagles fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
We welcome you back. Prior to today's practice, Chip Kelly making the announcement that, of course, you already know about Michael Vick, the starting quarterback, not only for preseason game number 3 in Jacksonville, not only for the opener against the Washington Redskins, but he is the starting quarterback for the Eagles this season. We throw now to head coach Chip Kelly explaining his decision.
Evaluated the situation, and Michael Vick is going to start for us against Washington Redskins. He'll get the predominant amount of reps this week in practice, and he'll play. Hopefully, our plan is the first two quarters in the Jacksonville game, and then into the third, just depending. We'll make some adjustments at halftime, depending on how many snaps we get. So I met with all the quarterbacks this morning. They all understand the plan and know where we are going forward. So with that, I'll open it up.
You say against the Redskins.
He's our starter for the season, okay. So I'm just... It's not a one-game trial basis.
What was your evaluation that led you to that?
I would think it was a thorough evaluation. We had 16 opportunities in the spring with them, with voluntary minicamp, mandatory minicamp, and 10 OTAs. We had 20 practice opportunities here in the while we were here at the NovaCare plus two preseason games. So that gave us 38 opportunities, along with walkthroughs, along with meetings, and actually phase two. We were with those guys, so you know we felt like. We had a good amount of tape, a good amount of us seeing him on the field and seeing him in a lot of different situations, and wanted to put him, you know, a guy in place if we could, in enough time to get us to prepare for the season. So,
what questions did you have about Mike kind of coming in, and which ones has he answered for?
I didn't have questions. You know, it was just how was this going to express itself at the quarterback position. You know, and I think the one thing for all of us going into us, we didn't have any preconceived notions of how this was going to work itself out. It was just over the course of time, we let it play itself out. And the one thing that I think we all learned from this group is I think we've got two guys, you know, and maybe even three guys, you know, that can play in this league. So it was a healthy competition. You know, Mike completed over 80%. I think Nick was at 79%. I think they both made each other better. And I was really happy with how those guys handled the situation because it can, you know, at times get testy. It can at times be, you know, it's one guy competing against another, but I thought it was a healthy competition, and I thought it brought out the best in both those guys. So,
why throughout the process, you said there was no timetable. Is there a certain impetus for the decision?
No, not at all. You know, and I wanted to let it express itself You know, it's the same thing. I know when people ask Mike the question in the spring, would you like to name a quarterback then? I wouldn't like to name a quarterback then too, but it wouldn't have been a fair evaluation. We felt through what we did in the spring and then 20 practice opportunities here plus two games, you know, that we had enough to kind of go on. So, you know, obviously you always want to get a guy in place. We didn't want to let this linger, but I think it also expressed itself on the field. So. Nick was great. Nick's a professional. He was outstanding. I think Nick and Mike have a great relationship together. They're both pulling for each other. You know, and that's part of it. You know, for us to have a good football team, you know, two key ingredients are chemistry and attitude. And when you see two guys like that approach this situation in that manner, you know, I think it reflects great on the entire team. But you got two class guys, Mike and Nick, and I think they're both rooting for each other. And, you know, you don't have to look any farther than last night's game with the Redskins where, you know, RG3's on the sideline and Kirk Cousins goes down in the second quarter and then all of a sudden they're down to their third quarterback. Then in this league, you better have a couple quarterbacks ready to go. And, you know, I mentioned that again to Nick today, and I think he's going to approach it that he's the starter because that's got to be his mentality going into this and prepare like he's the starter. And Mike was great when I met with him. Mike said, I'm still going to look at this like it's an open competition because I've got to go out and continue to get better every day. So I think both of those guys, in really the entire quarterback room and meeting with all those guys, I think their attitudes has been outstanding.
Did you announce him for the rest of the team or is it something you were?
No, I just talked to the quarterback. So.
Just now?
I met with him this morning.
Both guys are healthy, Nick and Mike, going into the regular season. They're both definitely on the roster?
Yes.
Did Michael show you something maybe in training camp or the OTAs that maybe you didn't expect from him after watching the tape when he got the job?
No, I said that before. I didn't have any preconceived notions because it's very difficult to judge somebody when you don't know what they're asked to do. You know, I think Coach Belichick said that last week when someone was asking about a question. It's tough to judge somebody. You don't know what he was told to do on that play by his coaches. So when I'm watching the tape a year later or 2 years later, you can say, hey, he was wrong. Well, maybe he was told to do that. I don't know. So all we looked at was when we were evaluating guys when we first got here is you can see their skill set. How well do they throw the ball? How do they set their feet? Are they in balance doing all those other things? But from a decision-making process, I think it's really difficult to say, he made the right decision on this play or the wrong decision on this play based upon I don't know what he was told to do. So,
you said back during the spring that you hoped that the process would play itself out in a way that it would become obvious who should be the start. Do you feel that's what occurred?
I think Mike is ahead right now, and I think Nick made it very difficult though. You know, it wasn't where one guy went north and the other guy went south. I think both of them upped their games, but at this point in time, Mike's ahead. You know, and we want to move forward. And this is a one quarterback operation. This isn't going to be a, you know, someone's got to look over their shoulder or we're going to alternate by series. So I think Mike is ahead right now.
How much did Mike's ability to throw the ball downfield? I mean, he did that in the first game, not as much the second game, but there were definitely some loose opportunities he took advantage of. How much did that play into your decision that he could do that and showed you that he could do that?
I think they can all do that. I've seen Nick do that too. So that's not a question that one guy's arm. It didn't come down to that. So.
When Mike Vick said he fell in love with the game again due to your coaching, what did that mean to you as a first-year head coach in the NFL and to your coaching staff and the way you've approached it with these quarterbacks for him to pay you that compliment?
You know what, to be honest with you, and please don't take this the wrong way, I don't know how the question was asked, so I don't really read much into it. I don't know. You know, sometimes when you read something, you just see a blurb that someone said this.
But
so
has he conveyed that to you personally?
No, personally, no. What Mike's conveyed to me every day he's been here is that he's having fun playing football, and that's evident by being around him. But it's the same with Nick. It's the same with Matt. You know, we've got, I think, as a group, a bunch of guys that love playing this game. You know, you look at G.J. Kenny, who's wants to run down on the kickoff squad, and he's one of your quarterbacks. I mean, I think we've got a team with a bunch of guys that love football. Jason Kelsey's like that. Pat Chung's like that. I think it's kind of infectious, but it's fun to be around a bunch of guys that are like that. So, and I don't need to see a statement by somebody to kind of know how they feel because we're around them every day. You know, and I think there's an energy in this building right now that – it's fun to be around. So,
how do you determine the difference between Mike's ahead, Mike maybe had a better practice, and okay, now's the time to call him?
Just as the whole thing went through, I mean, we had 38 opportunities to take a look at him, so I don't think this was a rash decision by any stretch of the imagination.
Chip, over the years you've watched Michael from afar. Having worked with him now, is there anything about him that surprised you or impressed you more than you even expected?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly didn't watch him from afar. I mean, I was doing my job wherever I was. So, I mean, I was just like a typical fan. I'd see some highlights of him, you know, playing up against the Packers, you know, in that playoff game or one of the runs he had against the Vikings. But I never really had a chance to watch a ton of NFL football when I was in college because I had a job to do. So, you know, what impresses me about Mike, though, is that, you know, he really has fun. You know, he enjoys playing this game. And it's great to be around guys that love playing football, you know, and that's he has a passion for this game, and it's those are the things, and not that Nick doesn't. Nick has a passion for this game too. I think it's really important that we have a bunch of guys like that. But that's great for us as a staff to be around a bunch of guys that love the game like that.
Chip, have you seen any emergence? Because you talked about you had all those times also in the spring camp to make evaluation. Have you seen emergence in the spring camps going into training camp?
No, because I've always guarded the spring we're in shorts and t-shirts, so it's not football. You know, it's learning a system. It's you know, we were all new. They were new to us, you know, so we looked at all of that, but it wasn't an emergence, you know, as we were going through that. It was just kind of a overtime, I think, you know, I think it was evident to us in terms of where they both were. And they're both playing. They both played at a high level. I just think Mike played at a little bit higher level.
How do you think that Mike fits into what you do offensively?
I think what we do is dependent on who the quarterback is, so we can fit anybody into it. It's, you know, and I've had guys that have been, you know, their strengths are their arm, and their, you know, the other guys, their strengths is this, their strengths is that. I think part of what we do offensively, and I think part of being able to get a guy in place with a couple of weeks before the first game is kind of finding out what he's real comfortable doing, you know, and really getting some feedback from him, because I think maybe in some situations the quarterbacks aren't going to tell you what they like and don't like while there's an evaluation going on, because they may think that the evaluation is part of them liking and not liking something. I had that conversation with both of those guys today. You know, I think maybe we can be an even little bit more open of what do you like and what don't you like, because we need to put the best game plan together when we play the Redskins. So I think there's a next step for us to take, and I think in naming him we'll get a better understanding of that, because you know, I would be leery myself if I was in a competition to say that I don't, you know, you're going to say you like everything, because maybe they're going to judge me on what I like and what I don't like. And so, you know, we've stayed away from that a little bit. But now as we start to get into this, you know, it'll be a little bit more position player specific in terms of us being able to run some things on the offensive side.
So. How are you making your evaluation?
As a part of that, September 9th is 3 weeks away. Are you able to start preparing for the Redskins earlier now that you made this decision?
I'm not preparing for the Redskins, Zach, in terms of just, you know, overall in the scope of things. You know, what we got 14 quick game plays in. Which 14 do you feel the most comfortable with? You know, we've got six screens. You know, what do you feel better in? You know, what do you like? And just starting to get a feel for the individual player. We've done it with some situations with our individual positions. You know, what does Deshaun like running better than he doesn't like running? What does he feel more, not like, so it's not like they're dictating likes and dislikes. It's what do you feel comfortable running? Or do we need to drill this play more so that you understand it from a better concept and can wrap your arms around it a little bit more? So it's more of just getting an understanding of where they're coming from and getting feedback from those guys. But that's at every position, you know, especially, you know, in the passing game with the wideouts and the quarterback. So.
And you're making your evaluation of Matt Barkley without giving him any first team reps or as many as those other guys.
Yeah, I think we have a fair evaluation of where Matt is, and I'm excited about Matt. I think he's got a bright future in this. So, you know, we've said since day one, there's nothing to do with who else is in there. You know, if you locate the football and the receiver drops it, that's not your fault. So I think maybe too much is written into that, you know. Well, he threw the ball, but the receiver dropped it. That's bad for the quarterback. No, it's not. That's a great location grade for the quarterback, great decision grade for the quarterback, and that's how he's graded on. Now, that receiver that dropped the ball, that goes in his evaluation also. So I think maybe sometimes too much is written into that part of it. So.
When you make your evaluation, is it strictly on the field, or do you gauge the locker room?
We evaluate everything.
How much are the starters going to play on Saturday?
We're going to play at least the first half, and then we'll make an evaluation at halftime, depending on how many – where we are rep-wise and what the depth situation. So there's a lot of factors in it. But our plan going in is the first two quarters at least, and then we'll reevaluate it at that point in time.
Just to be clear, did you go into yesterday's meeting with the idea of naming a quarterback for Saturday, or was it your intention all along to name
the quarterback? The intention all along, again, with the quarterback deal was we were going to let it express itself. So.
All right, that is head coach Chip Kelly. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we hear from Michael Vick, a beaming Michael Vick, and a quarterback who knows that the work is not over. We're coming back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We live in a smart world, smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
It is intercepted. Kurt Coleman is sucked into the game.
Coleman does a nice job of wrapping up his feet.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Kurt Coleman. You're now watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We are all about Michael Vick here at the NovaCare Complex. Chip Kelly naming Vick the starting quarterback, ending all the drama, all the conversation, and for you out there, any controversy in here, the competition raising the level of play for both Vick and Nick Foles. And Vick speaks to the media today. Let's take a look and a listen to what Vick has to say. Now, this decision, we didn't know whether it was coming today, after the third preseason game, a little later in the preseason, because all along, Chip Kelly had said, we'll name a starting quarterback and you'll know who it is prior to the opener against the Washington Redskins. Well, we found out today, and Vick responds after practice.
Mike, are you surprised to find out at this point, rather than 3 days from now, a week from now, 2 weeks from now?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, you know, Coach called me in this morning and told me what the situation was going to be, and you know, I told him thank you and I appreciate it and I won't let him down. And you know, that was pretty much it. So whether it happened now or 2 weeks from now, I'm still going to have the same approach, same mindset as I've been having.
Did Coach tell you guys that one group of quarterbacks?
Yeah, he told us one group. Well, he called us in individually and then he told us as a group. It was, you know, the most respectful way to do it. You know, and we appreciated it as players, you know, Coach's approach. Throughout this whole process, and you know, that's the way you have to get the best out of your players, and the way you keep your players motivated.
What do you think you went through your mind when you sat down with them? Because obviously, you know, you're sitting down with them, he's about to tell you this is one way or the other. What's going through your mind on that kind of walk to the office and sitting down there?
I mean, you know, anytime Coach calls you to his office, I mean, it's always, you know, butterflies is going to go through your stomach, but. You know, you never know what the conversation is going to be, but at the same time, it's always great to sit down and talk with the head coach, you know, because you always tend to learn something, whether it's about life or about football.
Did you have any indication about what was going to happen when you sat down?
No, I had no indication of what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going on. I went to coach's office like my quarterback coach told me, and, you know, we found out.
In February, you chose to come back. Does this validate coming back here in your mind?
Yeah. I mean, I chose to come back for one reason, and that was to help this football team win football games. And, you know, with the new situation and the new coach, I evaluated, you know, everything. You know, I weighed my options. And, you know, I just thought this was the best opportunity and the best fit for me. And I thank Coach Kelly for the process that you know, we all had to go through. And it don't stop here. I mean, this is just day one. And you know, I still got to prove myself each and every day. You know, I'm still going to compete with the quarterbacks each and every day. And, you know, we're going to approach this as if, you know, it's our last play every play. And that's what we talked about, and that's what it's going to be. So it's gratifying to know that, you know, I had to come back and work for everything. And it wasn't given to me. And you know, I get gratitude from that. And you know, I'm proud that I got the best out of myself when I needed it, and it's going to be needed and required a lot more. So if I can take that same approach, then hopefully good things happen for this team.
Have you had a chance to talk to Nick at all?
Absolutely, yeah. Nick and I talked as soon as we both got work, and I told him nothing changes. You know, we're going to compete every day. The way we got to look at it is this is both our team. And he'll tell you, I told him that right out of my mouth. We got to keep competing. We got to keep making each other better, stronger, and keep that will, you know, the will to win. And I'm going to help him. I'm going to help Matt. I'm going to help GJ and Dennis become the best quarterbacks they can be as well.
Well, you talked about how Chip made you fall in love with the game again. That would mean that you fell out of love with it, I guess, at some point?
I never fell out of love with the game of football. It's just, you know, sometimes, as a human being, you know, I won't say I lost confidence because I never lose confidence, but I felt a sense of guilt for a lot of things that took place. And, you know, I guess I allowed my emotions to get the best of me at times, you know, throughout the last couple of years. But, hey, it's football. It's an emotional game. And I put my all into it every time I step on the field. So, of course, I feel like it was always something that I could have done better. I never point the finger at my teammates because I always feel like I'm in total control. So that's just my approach and that's my sense of belief. And it'll be that way till the day I retire.
What do you think you proved to Chip that made him come to this decision?
Well, I think I proved that I can be consistent every day. You know, picking up the system and, you know, being the leader out there, leading the guys. and that's the same thing I want the younger guys to understand. It's very important. It's imperative that you exuberate all your qualities, you know, as a quarterback. And it's natural for me, but, you know, whatever Coach Singh, I guess he liked. And, you know, I'm pleased, but at the same time, I still understand it. it's a lot of work to do. I mean, it's great to know, you know, where I stand, but it also tells me how hard I got to work.
Michael, back in 2010, you kind of had a competition going with Kevin Conroy, but it wasn't your job going to that camp.
Yeah.
Competition this time around, we all know what happened in 2010 and the strong year you had. Do you see any parallels between that situation then and when you come through this summer?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of comparisons that you can make. I think you're at your best when your best is required, and you got to be. And sometimes it's hard to get it out of yourself. You know, sometimes you need to be motivated. You need to be pushed. And there were times where I questioned, you know, the situation, but I just felt like it was a greater purpose. And that purpose was to get the most out of me. And I found a way to do that. And that's why, you know, I stand before you humble, because, you know, I was able to find something within my game and within my character and my personality that I haven't felt in a long time. And that means a lot. And I thank Coach Kelly for that.
So how do you keep that? How do you keep that motivation or that competitiveness, whatever you want to call it, you know, playing like you're in the competition?
Knowing that I could be in this position, very same position again at some point. And I feel like if I do everything right, and it's not always going to be right, but if I can get it right a majority of the time, then I can continue to develop in this league. And I think it's just all about your attitude, your approach to the game, what you believe in, what you see, not all in what you hear. You know, so I know if I go in and I study and I spend the extra work preparing and doing all the little things, then I think on Sundays it'll be easier for me. And, you know, I have an opportunity to do some great things, not only for myself but for this football team. But understanding that preparation is most important.
Back in 2010, you were named the official starter right before the Jaguars game for the rest of the season. Do you think this is a come full circle moment for you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, this moment really just puts everything in perspective for me as how hard I got to continue to work, because I looked at how hard I worked over the last 4 months, even over the summer. And it would be a shame if I let up right now. It would be selfish to myself and to my teammates. And, you know, if anything, I'm going to just continue to work harder. So I'm going to go ahead, do about 500 or 600 sit-ups, 500 or 600 push-ups, and I'm going to jump on that treadmill and I'm going to run. until I can't run no more.
You had said, like, after the OTAs, you kind of wanted Chip to name the starter heading into training camp. But at the same time, did this kind of catch you by surprise that he did it now?
Well, I said that at the end of training camp because I just wanted to know. But you know, you can't always have your cake and eat it too. You know, everything doesn't happen when you want it to happen at your discretion. And I can't allow my feelings or my emotions or what I think should be right to interfere with, you know, coach's plans. And I should have never, you know, came out and said that. I just was having a moment. But I appreciate me having to put in the hard work. I mean, having to all summer to think about what type of mindset I had to come back with. Preparing throughout the summer, you know, as if I was fighting for a job, and I was. And there's nothing better than that, you know, knowing that you have to be at your best. And I know it's not going to change because coach is going to continue to, you know, coach and treat us the same way that he's been treating us. And, you know, I can't let these guys down.
Was there a point where you thought this wasn't going to happen, when you thought it might go the other way?
I mean, it can always go the other way. I mean, there's good quarterbacks in that room. Nick is a great quarterback, and he will be in this league for a long time. And, I mean, you can bet on that. You know, so, you know, that competition every day, it was so gratifying deep down because I respected Nick and his grind and the way he put in this hard work and the way I was doing it and the way coaches had us, you know, rotating in and out, and it really brung the best out of both of us. So we're both changed as players, and we both will be difference makers for this team this year at some point.
My one thing Chip said is that he can narrow the playbook now, or at least focus in on the plays that are best for you. And if you started thinking about, you know, the specifics of the offense and how you'll function in it.
Well, the only thing I've been trying to accomplish was our installation from today, the new pass concepts that we put in. You know, we're constantly adding things, taking things out. Some things we haven't ran since the spring. Some plays we haven't ran since the beginning of training camp. So now, I guess as we continue to get the game plan, we'll condense it down and see what works. But I like it all. I mean, but Coach did make it very understanding, and he was adamant about me, you know, being honest about the things that I didn't like within the offense. And that's just part of my growth and our relationship. So I understand that as well.
Like, most people might think that with the whole concept of being a great quarterback to somebody else, you said you feel like you can play for more years. So did you feel like you will get that honest shot to stamp yourself as a quarterback going into the future?
I still feel like I can play. I mean, I feel like I can play at a high level, and that doesn't change. I mean, as long as I keep my body in shape, I mean, I can always be a difference maker if, you know, I continue to do all the right things on and off the field. So, you know, I just don't want to let up. I mean, I feel like the sky's the limit. I feel like I'm getting better with each and every practice, and I'm still learning, so. And I don't feel ran down, mm-hmm. And that's a plus.
But do you feel like the coaches in the front office will give you that? You have a good year at this time next year. You're a free
agent. I can't answer that question. I can't even see that far right now. I can only focus on what's happening today.
Mike, being a threat to run, how much do you think that helped you in the quarterback competition with a coach who likes the read options so much?
I think just decision making as a whole. Within the passing game, within the run game, was going to be the difference-making coach's decision. It had nothing to do whether if I was mobile or not, or you know, if I can get outside quicker than anybody else. If you look at some of the quarterbacks coach had at Oregon, some of the guys wasn't even mobile. So the thing is, anybody in that room can get it done, and that's what I understood. So I knew I had to raise my level of play and get the best out of me. And I got to continue to get the best out of me.
We want to get your reaction to today's news that Michael Vick is the starting quarterback, so give us a call, 215-320-5170. When we return, ESPN Sal Palantonio stops by to give a national perspective on the news of the day, Michael Vick. Who would have thunk it? after the way the 2012 season ended. 42-7 loss to the Giants. Michael Vick standing there talking about a future that was so cloudy. Now he's the starting quarterback for the Eagles. We're coming back on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Let's get it.
You getting ready to have some fun, man.
We did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be next to the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that, you know, all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you, man.
That's pretty awesome.
That goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy, makes a man miss, comes to the 10, the 5, touchdown! Shady McCoy!
Hi, I'm LeSean McCoy, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, Eagles fans, you may have heard that Chip Kelly has made his quarterback decision, and he has called upon Michael Vick to be the starter. To get the national perspective, we bring in our good buddy Sal Palantonio, ESPN. All smiles, Sal. You're happy.
Well,
you're happy for Michael Vick.
It's a great day for ESPN to be here at NovaCare, right? How did we figure out to be here today?
That's why you're the best.
Well, you know, I think Vick won. You know, bottom line is Vick won, and now the question is, can he keep the job? He's always good at winning the job, and can he keep it? And I just talked to him out on the field, and he understands there's two ways he can keep the job. Stay on the field, don't get hurt, and don't turn the ball over. Because this offense, David, is totally made for him. It was made for him when he was 23 years old. It's made for him when he's 33 years old. I know Chip Kelly doesn't want to have a quarterback that is designed to run, but the quarterback must be a threat to run for this offense to really work well. And we saw it against Carolina. And the prime beneficiary is going to be the running backs. It's going to be LeSean McCoy. We saw that against the Panthers. The spacing and the tempo of this offense really suits number 7.
What have you seen from Vic in these two preseason games? 13 of 15, a touchdown pass, a couple of big runs, the Hail Mary interception. He's played great football. What have you seen?
Not afraid to make mistakes. I think that was the major difference between Michael Vick and Nick Foles, especially in game 2 of the preseason. Yeah, Nick Foles went 90-plus yards, but it took 13 plays to get there, whereas Michael Vick was not afraid to turn the ball loose, get down the field with the football. He's averaging nearly 14 yards per attempt. That's second best in the National Football League in this preseason. Best among any quarterback who's going to start any game this year. So he was not afraid to make mistakes. I just talked to him about that. He said, Chip Kelly told him, gamble a little bit. Don't worry about it. We'll come back and we'll look at the film. I think early on in this process, Kelly and Vic seemed to have some kind of relationship going. There was a moment after Michael Vick dove near the goal line against the Panthers where Vic comes to the sideline. You remember it because they showed it over and over again in the Eagles highlights, where Kelly was smiling with Vic and they were yucking it up on the side. You could just tell right then and there, this was Vic's job.
All right, take us into the future here. 3 weeks from now, Eagles in Washington, in Landover, Maryland. First game of the regular season. The defense will be different. The offense will be different. What does Michael Vick have to do against the Redskins?
Well, Michael Vick talked about that today. He said that Chip Kelly's already beginning to install new plays in the offense, especially in the passing game, and take other things out. So I'm not sure what we're going to see. There's a reason why the media was kicked out of practice today. Chip Kelly doesn't want to show us what they're going to do against the Washington Redskins. So you're right. It's going to be different. But the Redskins are going to be game planning a little bit, and they have a running quarterback to game plan against. They have a read option with a pitch back. The Eagles don't have that. They're read option without a pitch back. So they know how to practice against that. I think this is a great, great matchup. The only way it works, in my opinion, if Vic is on the field and not Foles, particularly in this game.
And that's the question here with Michael Vick, a history of injuries last couple of years for sure, a lot of turnovers. Can you teach this veteran quarterback kind of a new way to play? Still be aggressive, but be restrained a bit.
Don't know. He's got to be aggressive. That's what this offense is built on, is the quarterback taking some things when he wants to run the ball, but also opening things up in the middle of the field because of the spacing and the tempo. When you have that kind of spacing and tempo, we saw it with LeSean McCoy. The safeties have to play back. They can't be charging the line of scrimmage. You don't get the safety nosing down in the box all of the time. Why? Doesn't want to get beat, especially when you have number 10. That's another thing. I think Kelly understood that right from the beginning. When you have 10 running 9 routes, the safety has to be back there. Well, safety has to be back there also when the tempo of the offense is the way it is for this offense. So I think he's got to be aggressive, but he's got to protect the football. And man, oh man, he's got to protect his body.
Sal, last time we spoke was before training camp really kicked in. And we were all wondering about what this offense would be. I mean, two preseason games later, up and down the field, too many turnovers, yes. Your impressions of what Chip is putting in as far as an offense goes?
Again, prime beneficiary is LeSean McCoy. Spacing and tempo is perfect for a running back who's going to hit the hole, can make you miss in space, and you always have the linebackers and the safeties guessing. You know, there was another interesting snapshot other than Kelly and Vic on the side of the field yucking it up, and that was the defensive players for the Carolina Panthers midway through that first drive huffing and puffing with their hands on their hips. You could tell. And Sean McDermott was not substituting when the Eagles were substituting. He was leaving his guys on the field. You can't do that. Guys are going to be gassed. If guys are going to be gassed, LeSean McCoy's in the second level, the third level, and forget about it. That's exactly what we saw in Oregon, those big plays from the running backs.
We get a lot of fun ahead, don't we?
Oh, we do. Let's do this again.
Sal Powell, thanks so much. Sal Powell Antonio in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You know, Ronnie, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars. Smart homes. Smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do. Right. It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Good, no, that's where you use that sideline, okay?
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro here. Time to get your reaction to the news that Michael Vick, the Eagles' starting quarterback. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Shake, who joins us here. Hi, Shake.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good,
I just want to talk about my biggest question on this team, which is the secondary, because I know like the linebackers and the defensive line.
Yeah, Shake.
Offense,
I don't. Shake. We're talking about the quarterbacks. Call back another day. Thank you. 215-320-5170. Guys, we have plenty of time to talk about other positions. Let's today focus on the quarterbacks. I mean, I didn't expect the decision to come quite this quickly. Did I expect it to be Michael Vick? Kind of hard to ignore a 13 of 15 performance in the preseason. He was terrific. Did I think back in March that Michael Vick would be the starting quarterback here? Nope, did not. Eagles reworked the contract. It's a one-year deal. He's here. He loves this scheme. The coaching staff has done great things with Vic and with Nick Foles. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Mario, who joins us here on Inside Training Camp. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
All righty. What's up?
Oh, no. I'm so excited about they finally picked Michael Vick as the starting quarterback. I think, honestly, the offense fits him perfectly.
Are you surprised at all after watching him play two preseason games?
No. I actually knew since day one that Michael Vick, because like the way Chip Kelly runs his offense, I think it fits perfectly for him. I think he's going to have a great year.
Well, so far, hey, thanks for the call, Mario. So far, so good for Vic. And again, talking to him, a lot of work to be done, taking this very much in stride. No celebration tonight. You know, there's one thing to get to this point, something entirely different to stay here. We know about his injury history. We know about the problems with the turnovers the last couple of seasons and in years prior with the Atlanta Falcons. We know that Michael Vick has a lot to do to keep playing at this high level that we've seen these last couple of games. But he's been terrific in the preseason. He certainly has earned this job. Devin in Atlanta joins us. Hey, Devin.
Hey, how you doing?
All righty. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. First of all, I'm excited. I think this is the first time in Michael Vick's career that he's going to have an opportunity to, you know, not pass the ball all the time and have a running game that's going to keep pressure off him. So I think, you know, we should see hopefully a Pro Bowl year out of Michael Vick. I'm almost sure he's going to have a great year.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's not just that, Devin. Yes, it is a good running game. But the offensive line, if Lane Johnson continues to make progress and everybody stays healthy, it could be not just a good offensive line. It could really be a great offensive line. And I think that's what everybody's banking on. Minimize the risks for Vic. Minimize the opportunities for him to get hit. Make sure that he stays healthy. And then, Michael, no need to force anything.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I think that the offensive line, then also getting Michael Vick out in space with rolling out. I remember when he first came in 2010, they used to roll him out a lot, you know, and it creates a lot of confusion on defense. I'm looking forward to them rolling him out more and also just spacing out the defense, which will open up passing lanes. So
yep.
I'm excited.
I'm with you. Thanks, Devin. Thanks for the telephone call. 215-320-5170. Interesting to see Vic rolling right as often as he has in practice and in the preseason and successfully throwing the football wherever there's an opening. Jason Avon over here, that throwback kind of pitch that the Eagles are working on. A lot of things that we haven't even seen in the Chip Kelly offense. Take another call here. Marty in Maryland joins us on Inside Training Camp. Hey, Marty.
How you doing?
Great,
I go back to the 2010 Eagles-Redskins game, and this game on Monday night, I'm telling you, they're going to score 60 points.
Well, I'd love it. I'd love it. It would shock the world, wouldn't it, Marty?
I go back. I watch that game over and over. It's the best quarterback performance I've ever seen.
What happened then, Marty, from that point in time to late in 2012 after a flurry of turnovers and injuries and mistakes and just an offense that just went down the tubes?
Well, let's not concentrate on that.
It could be. Well, I think there's a good reason.
It was a hole in the road, right?
Yeah, but thanks for the call. Hey, guys, listen, the offensive scheme, it was just too one-dimensional, perhaps. Maybe the offensive line, all the injuries. When you see just how good they are up front, it just gets you excited. It gets you excited. All right, we're going to take a break from the calls and come back to them in a moment. First, we want to get you back down to the practice field. A little four-on-three. Four-on-three, a lot of talking these days. Four-on-three Eagles offense going against the Eagles defensive backs.
All right, folks, Chris McPherson here at the NovaCare Complex. A little four-on-three action. We're going to kick things off with G.J. Kinney dumping the ball off to Chris Polk, number 32. Of course, the quarterback's in the spotlight as Michael Vick, named not only the starter for this Saturday's preseason game, the dress rehearsal for the regular season against the Jacksonville Jaguars, but also the week one regular season opener at Washington on Monday Night Football, September 9th. So we're going to check out the action. They're going to go from side to side of the field. And we got Matt Barkley. He's going to pump fake. And it's going to be picked off. A little pick six action for Colt Anderson. Safety Colt Anderson there on the pick six. There's your starter, Michael Vick. Deliver the ball. Oh, well placed for Will Shaw, but dropped. We have a few more reps here during the drill. You have Dennis Dixon taking the snap. Clay Harbor on the outside. We're going with, looks like, Matthew Tucker, number 39, on the inside. It's tough to tell between that 30 and the 39 sometimes. So, G.J. Kinney inside to who else? Jason Avant, the savant between the hash marks. We got Nick Foles getting the ball to LeSean McCoy in the flat. Ifeanyi Moma also out on that route. Chip Kelly saying that Nick Foles took the news of Michael Vick's ascension to the starting role as a professional. Foles just said the other day that he was going to continue with the mindset that he's going to work to get on the field no matter what happens, no matter what decision is made. And certainly he will remain on that quest, even with the news that Michael Vick, after a sterling pair of preseason performances, will be your guy to start the 2013 season. So certainly we want to make sure we get some of the quarterbacks in action. G.J. Kinney in the flat to Chris Polk. Key for this third preseason game, not only the dress rehearsal for the stars as Michael Vick drops back and finds number 47 Will Shaw on the pass there, but also for the guys that are looking to survive the cut down to 73, which has to be made on Tuesday. That's going to complete this four-on-three drill, and that'll do it for our coverage here on Inside Training Camp.
All right, Dave Spadaro with you. Let's get back to the telephones. The subject, of course, the quarterback position. Let's go to New York and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Spuds. How are you?
How you doing, man?
All right, long time no talk.
Indeed. Welcome.
I just want to say first congratulations. I was watching the NFL Network game the other day, and I saw you doing a little sideline report.
Yes, sir.
I like to see you. You know, I feel like you made it now, there, Spuds.
I've made it, right? Thank you.
I just want to say I kind of thought Vic was going to win it from the day one, and I'm kind of glad he won it. So
he earned it, though, don't you think?
Oh, he definitely earned it, which to me makes it even better. You know, he's at the point where he should have to earn it. You know,
he rose to the challenge. He rose to the occasion. He took, and thanks for the call, Chris. He took this system, made it his own, and again, we've seen just a small sampling here, but Chip Kelly feels comfortable enough to have named Michael the starter, and that's okay by me. And I think Nick Foles reacted very strongly. We'll hear from him in just a couple of minutes. He's a very mature kid, understands what's going on. It's Michael Vick's team right now. Jeff in New Jersey joins us. Hey, Jeff.
Dave.
Hi.
Thanks. You know, I have one thing to say, and this is all about Chip Kelly, is he wants to win now, and I think that's the attitude in the NFL. There's the days of having two or three rebuilding years when you have a franchise like the Eagles. It's done. It's you know he sees Michael Vick as the best option this year to bring home a trophy, and I'm with him. I would love to see a young quarterback come up and you know he's got to earn his way through the ranks though, and so I'm all for it. Win now,
Jeff. Do you think Michael can, you know, stay healthy, number one? Can he eliminate the mistakes that have plagued him in past years?
Well, listen, Mike's got to learn to slide. He's even in preseason, he's still doing this head first thing that is going to get him hurt. You know, I hear some rumors going around today that you know, people are talking about Nick Foles should be on the trading block. You know, no way. And this is what the last 2 years has proved is you need Nick Foles there ready to go because Nick is a pro and Nick can run this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want Mike to stay on the field because Mike's the best option. But he needs to do that.
Yep. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. Good stuff there. And I don't think the Eagles have any intention of trading Nick Foles. And when we hear from Foles on the other side, he will talk about how he accepted the news, the decision that Michael Vick is the starting quarterback coming back on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, in celebration of over 75 years of our Government Employees Insurance Company,
or GEICO, as most of you know it,
I propose savings for everyone.
I'm talking hundreds here, and furthermore...
Breaking news, the Gecko is demanding free pudding.
And political parties that are actual parties, with cake and presents.
Ah, that was good. It's too bad nobody could hear me.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
What up, Eagles fans? This is John Dornbos, and you are watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Big game on Saturday night in Jacksonville, Florida. The Eagles against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, Jason Babin will be there. And we look forward to seeing him and seeing if he can catch up to this Eagles offense. 7:30 kickoff. Make sure you check it out on 6ABC. In Philadelphia. We have complete coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Don't miss our post-game show presented by Rico. We give you every bit of the post-game reaction as the Eagles look to get to 2-1 in this preseason. All right, post-practice, busy time. Eagles reacting to the news that Michael Vick named the starting quarterback. And I think everybody pretty much handled it the right way. Excited about it. Optimistic about it, understanding that we're still in the preseason and a lot can happen. So let's throw it over to our post-practice press conferences. Nick Foles among those players, DeSean Jackson, who way back when had been asked about the quarterback situation. He had mentioned then that it would be Michael Vick. But let's go to our From the Locker Room and talk to some players. By the way, have a lot of work to do here, all right? A lot of practice to go. A lot of jobs to be one of the first cut-down dates in a week, okay? So it's not all about Michael Vick here. They got to worry about their own jobs. And here we go. Let's go to the post-practice scene with some players at the podium.
You know, the competitor in me, you know, you always want to be the one on the field playing, but at the same time, you know, I love Mike, and we've gone about it the right way. We've kept a great friendship, and we pushed each other. And you know, I'm proud of him, and I'm gonna do anything I can to help him to become the best quarterback possible. And, you know, I'm excited for him. And, nothing changes in my preparation. I'm still going to prepare the same way.
I think it carries weight just knowing that, you know, who the person is. When we talk about Mike Vick, I mean, he could do so many different things as far as running this team, this offense, making plays and getting us in the right drives, you know, to capitalize on long drives. So we're very confident in Mike. And Mike's our starter. And he's our guy. He's been the guy for a couple of years here. I think it's time for us to capitalize. We got tons of speed and tons of talent. It's time to do something with it.
Well, actually, I don't really know. No, man, I'm so tuned in. You know, honestly, you know, just broke camp Sunday, but coming in today was, you know, just like another day of practice. You know, we're still in August, so I think everybody's still focused on, you know, just coming out here and just getting work done on the field. Honestly, in between lunchtime, I think I saw it run across the screen real quick, but, you know, within the building, man, honestly, them guys, they both do a great job, regardless if it's Nick or Foles, I mean, Nick or Vic, so, I mean, regardless of the case, they still go out here, they compete. And, you know, it's a long season, so, you know, who knows what it'll come out to be. But, you know, I honestly think, you know, Vic will go out there and do a great job, you know, with a great backup by the name of Nick Foles.
Really nothing. We realize that both guys are very capable, and we're excited to have two guys that are able to execute this offense. And just congratulations to Mike. He didn't throw his head down when Coach, you know, said it's going to be an open competition. You know, he could have been like, oh, man, I've been in the league this long. I made a Pro Bowls and all that type of stuff. But he took it like a champion. And it's made both guys very, very competitive. And it's brought out the best in both players. And I think both of them are starters in this league. And you need two quarterbacks in this National Football League with all of the you know, hits and just throughout the course of a whole season. So I think that we're in very good position with that position. And just congratulations to Mike. He earned it, and I'm very proud of him.
He's working hard. Y'all know me. I'm one day at a time. I try to get everything I can out of each day, and I'm going to continue to do that.
It definitely would have been tough, but, you know, Chip's, he's the head man. He calls head shots for a certain reason, and, you know, this is what going on our third preseason game. This game right here is critical for the starters to go in, you know, play three quarters and, you know, just go out there and get in game mode because, you know, less than 2 weeks we'll be playing Monday night.
As a professional athlete, you know, each day you're competing, no matter if it's with the backup behind you or a guy that's even in a position or just, you know, competing with guys around the league. And there's times where I catch myself trying to compete with different guys around the league. So I think having that the competition with Mike and Nick, I think it drove him, you know, to kind of be excellent and chase perfection every chance he got. And the same way with Nick. I think just the preparation of them guys, man, it's the attitude and keeping the offense together. And as you can see, I think the last couple of preseason games we had, you know, they both played well. You know, but the good thing is with two starters, I would say, knowing that Mike's the starter, but if anything ever happens in this league, you know the biggest thing is depth. I think we have a lot of depth in the quarterback position and on down the offense. You know, so I think it's a positive thing that we got two good quarterbacks.
I did, and you know, it's he wasn't familiar with the offense, so he had to be here and learn and push guys and prepare them, and he's been a champion as far as doing the right things and being there and working hard. So he definitely knew what was at stake, and this offense definitely can benefit him a whole bunch. It's perfect for his skill sets. You know, he's just excited about, you know, his potential in this offense.
And so the decision has been made. Michael Vick, the starting quarterback. Other news today, Todd Harriman's missing practice. Curtis Marsh has the hand injury that requires surgery. Eagles welcoming back Kenny Phillips to practice, a big one there, as well as Casey Matthews. So Eagles preparing for a big one on Saturday night. Very, very important for the players on this roster. First cut down next Tuesday. Eagles practice at the NovaCare Complex today attracted a name from the great halls of past Eagles players, seasons, history. Concrete Charlie Chuck Bednarik making his way to the NovaCare Complex today and taking part in a little autograph signing, doing a nice job there. That is the picture with Bednarik standing over Frank Gifford, and he signs it, "Sorry, Frank." It's kind of neat. And he also signs it with quotes, "This game is over." So Chuck was really excited to be here today and went out to practice and enjoyed the day. Got a chance to spend some time with head coach Chip Kelly. Dave Spadaro with you. We thank you for joining us today on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Make sure you tune in for our Eagles update tonight. I go one-on-one exclusively with Michael Vick, setting the scene from what was back in December to what is now, as he's named the starting quarterback for 2013. And we return with Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity tomorrow. We thank you for joining us today. Eagles fans, have yourselves a great Eagles day.